Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning,
everyone, and Jim Zulie, how are you this morning?
I'm great, and I just, this weekend I was just saying, wow, this summer is going by so fast, but you can't beat the weather. And even though I'm not going any place, I'm enjoying it.
You gotta love Southern California, right?
Oh, I mean, you know, like I said, we're kind of here. We're at vacation land, right, Reeth? I mean, you know, we can go to the beach.
Yeah, we don't have to go anywhere. We just can stay at home and have lovely weather and go to the beach and hang out and have a wonderful summer. Although with this super moon coming up, I understand that the tides at the beaches are going to be a little high. So everyone be careful of those tides and rip tides.
Having some strange moons, this red moon and this moon and that moon. So you haven't been out any place this week, huh?
Oh.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I just wanted to talk briefly about hot topics, about when is news not the news. You know, back in the day when we were growing up, folks, you remember when the news was really news. Breaking news was not a car chase. I mean, it was really news. And I'm just getting increasingly tired of watching the news. And, you know, I no offense to Kim and Kanye, but I don't care about their second $20 million home. I think it's irresponsible of the news shows to just constantly talk about celebrities and the way they're just spending their wealth. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a hater. I'm really not. I think it's great that they can afford multi-million-dollar homes and multi-houses. But I don't want to watch it on the news for days at a time. I just can't believe that we've come to this, that that's what the news is about. I know more about reality stars than I know about some of my cousins. You know, that's not news.
That's true.
We've had a little lull in car chases, and that's a phenomena. I realize it really happens in Los Angeles and not everywhere else. But, you know, car chases are not news.
Yeah.
I wish we could go back to a time where it's not all necessarily hard-hitting news, but not just what they're masquerading as news nowadays. So that's my soapbox
on a hot topic today. That's true. Yeah, we don't need to keep up with every little detail, you know.
Exactly. And what is your hot topic today?
Well, you know, we have, now we're baby boomers. We find ourselves in a position where our spouse passed away or our friends moved and whatever, and we're sitting here alone. Well, I was just going to touch base on getting involved. Studies show that we are healthier and more fulfilled when we have involvement with other people. Often when people retire, the social connections with others, they just kind of diminish and they fade away, and they're just, or they're cut out completely. Many have what they need to survive. They got enough money to get by and so on, and they could stay home and watch TV and collect their checks in their retirement and that. But the problem is sitting home is not good for your health. Okay, you need to get out and you need to, you know, become healthier, because you'll find the time goes by fast. If you work out at home, that's fine, but it's not just the physical. You need the mental. And that's why we have to stay linked. We don't want to become a hermit. And there's so many situations out there. We can, you know, we can get out, and you tell yourself, well, you know, there's clubs. Yeah, there's groups, there's things we could do, but I don't know how to do a lot of that stuff. Well, you know, I went golfing one time. It was a little celebrity golf thing, and I teamed up with one of the guys that was from the prison break. And the reason I teamed up with him was because when he drove the ball, it went like, maybe 30 feet with a clump of grass, and I thought, that's the guy I'm going to team up with. And we had a good time. It's like mm-hmm. if you enjoy gardening, well, there's senior groups that get together and they go on tours with gardening and so on. They go to different florist facilities and things. Or if it's a golf situation, there's senior golf tours, and they're not the greatest golfers. So, in other words, get involved, get out there, and move around a little bit. It's good for your health, and it's good for your psyche, you know. And
well,
I know that's
week,
not your problem, Aretha, because you do get out and about.
I was going to say, this weekend I worked as a backup dancer for Demi Lovato. Now, I'm sure most of our audience has no idea who Demi Lovato is, but she's got the hottest song for the summer. And I have to admit, the first day of rehearsal, I came home and every inch of me was aching. But the second day, I actually felt better. So it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a while to break the body in, you know. But once you do it, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. It really is. And I feel better today, and I'm inspired to getting into exercising a little bit more. You got to move it or you lose it. It's true.
Well, you have to, because you do this you know, the diving, and you do the scuba diving, and you do a lot of activity. So you have to stay in shape so you don't break down underwater or something, you know.
Well, that's true, but I do a lot of passive stuff, so like jet skiing. So, I do that too. And you know what? That brings us up to our first commercial.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Well, this week, Jim, we have a serious guest. I like for our show periodically to have some, you know, really fluff pieces and then sometimes some serious guests. And today we have Commissioner Janet A. Neal. She's currently the president of the Commission on Disabilities in the City of Los Angeles. And she was appointed in 2003. She has been on the commission ever since then. And I just want to welcome Janet Neal. Janet, are you with us?
I sure am.
Janet, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience about some of the issues that kind of overlap with some of the things that you're saying about get out and get involved, too, because that's kind of what I did. And that's what I encourage people to do as baby boomers. You know, we kind of have to learn to advocate for ourselves.
Yes. It's,
you know, when the budgets don't balance, the first thing they do is come after the what they consider to be perks that are given to people with disabilities and senior citizens. And I'm specifically referencing here in California things like Medi-Cal, Dentical. Those are the first to go to in order to balance the budget, the food stamp programs and things like that. And we must push back and say, you cannot take that from me. So what has happened recently is we've had our Dentical benefits restored, and we've had a number of other services through the in-home support services program restored. So,
and like you said, how can people advocate? A lot of times we don't know what to do, so we just complain amongst ourselves, and that does no good. So what can we do?
Well, what you can do is you can tell me. That's the first thing. But every place that everybody lives, there is some seat of power. There is a mayor's office. There is an assemblyman, a councilman, something. That is where you would begin. I don't know about other states, but here in California, across the country, there is something called the Americans with Disabilities Act. And there's another entity called the Department of Justice, and there's something called the Office of Civil Rights. Those are wonderful places to begin, because if your complaint doesn't belong there, they'll tell you. You can go through health, the entity that takes the complaints on housing, Fair Housing and Employment,
Fair Housing, yeah.
is all, okay. also a good place. California, we also have something called the UNRRA Act, which is named after Assemblyman Jess UNRRA. And in California, you can make a civil rights complaint against any entity that there is when you feel that you haven't been treated fairly. Because I think a lot of people in this group are passive. And I have a real problem with people taking advantage of the fact that seniors and people with disability are, for the most part, passive. Of course, there are people like me, and hopefully I can get in touch with folks. I'm going to give out an email here because I'm willing to help anybody with any issue that they have, regardless of where they live. The commission's email is lacod@lacounty.gov, because I'm with the county commission now, Rita. I used to be with the city commission. I was trained by Mayor Tom Bradley and his staff. I go all the way back to the early 80s with the city of Los Angeles with something called the Los Angeles City Council on Disability, which was in the mayor's office. And we all got some fabulous training on being advocates. I learned building code. I had folks from the building department used to take me with them because of my knee problem. I have something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is very rare connective tissue disease. And I can walk on a ramp and tell whether or not it is up to code or not, because if it's not up to code, it makes my knees hurt. So they would take me with them. I've learned that if I extend my arms so my elbows are out, that's the 36 inches wide that an aisle or a doorway has to be. So some very simple things that we can all learn to do to advocate for ourselves. I also do a radio show twice a month called Janet's Planet LA. And you can check out my archives at janetsplanetla.blogspot.com. So I have a lot of back episodes, and I give out as much information as I can so people can check it out and help themselves, because when you explain it to somebody else, they don't always understand it the way you do. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And your planet was located, yeah. Go ahead, Libria.
I understand you know about some discounts. Now, I know I'm always down with getting a discount, a little money off the top.
Well, the first thing is, if you don't have enough money for your phone bill on the first of next month, don't wait until the second to decide to deal with it. You need to call them as soon as you say, uh-oh, I don't have enough money, to see what you can do. The gas company, the phone company, the electric company, the water company all have programs, discount programs for seniors and people with disabilities. You need to call and get it whether you think you need it or not. Because something may happen one day and you're a little bit short, then you can utilize that discount. Also, Edison has a program for low-income homeowners to get free solar panels installed. So,
That's cool. There's
a lot of different things, and I've taken it upon myself to try and gather that information, which is why I gave out the blog spot so they can check on some of those issues. And also, you just send me directly your questions to the commission's email. The commission also has a website, which is www.lacod.org, and you can send questions there. If you're interested in starting a local group, we can help you with that, as well as the City of Los Angeles. I'm going to give out two phone numbers, too. The City of Los Angeles Department on Disability is 213-202-2764, 213-202-2764. And the County Commission is 213-974-1053, 213-974-1053. Now, the commission is planning an event on October the 20th to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which I think is something else that a lot of people don't really understand. The Americans with Disabilities Act is civil rights legislation for people with disabilities, and you can make a complaint directly to the Department of Justice. A lot of people can do this online. If you have a computer, you can look all this stuff up. in the front of your phone book. It's listed there. I tend to cater to the people that fall between the cracks in the system. They don't have internet access. They don't know that they can get out of the cracks in the system. And I try and empower people and teach them how to do that.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, people, and it's like you before when you were saying what happens in the research Reith and I have done, the baby boomers get to a point where, hey, what happened to our retirement money?
Yeah.
And here we sit. We have to look over our shoulder, hey, what kind of deals and discounts and so on is out there? And like you said, you have to do your research. And there are a lot of financial situations that can help you out through all this stuff.
And, you know, even if you get the discount and you get backed into a corner, as I have had happen to me, if you call them up and you say, listen, I can't pay the bill. I just don't know what to do, and they'll say, well, let's work out. They'll work out a payment plan with you.
Yeah.
You know, in order to keep your service on. And very often with these different programs, if you get into trouble, they won't shut you off. They won't turn off your power. They won't turn off the water, and they won't turn off the gas.
And, Janet, you know, you also go into some of the just little things, nickels and dimes. If you go into certain little fast food places or whatever and you ask for the senior discount, you save a little money there, too, or a free drink or whatever, and that all adds up.
Yes. Well, the other thing that I found, and I know that the big chain people don't want me to tell you this, but I'm going to do it anyway, is that if you go someplace, let's just say fast food, because it's affordable, and you like the food and you like the service, if you call them up and tell them, guess what they'll do? They'll send you a coupon.
Ah, that's worth a phone call.
It sure is, just for being positive. You know,
and a lot of them, if you take a survey, they have surveys on the receipts. You don't look at the receipts, but if you call that survey number, you might get a free drink, a free burger, a free something.
Exactly, and also if you can do it on the Internet, you can enter more than one time. Also, of course, we know that if you don't like the food and they don't do it right and you call them and tell them, they'll give you a coupon about that. Now, I'm going to mention the two biggest ones, the first ones to just really respond, not even caring, you know, anything about the details, is In-N-Out Burger and Mickey D's.
They will respond. They absolutely will.
Quickly, with a letter, and they will call you back to see if it was okay. That's good customer service.
I've discovered that a lot of places have senior discounts if you just ask. A lot of the drive-through fast food restaurants, if you say, I want the senior discount, they have one.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. And I know now that I've gotten the age that I am, I'm less embarrassed about saying senior because senior really goes as low as 55 in a lot of places. And you get your little 5 or 10% discount, which is great.
Yeah. And put it towards the electric
Janet,
bill.
We're almost out of time, Janet. Could you give us some of those key numbers and websites again?
Well, it's the department of your local water company, your power company, your gas company, and the phone company. Because it varies from location to location as to what it's called. Here we've got Southern California Edison. We have AT&T, Southern California Gas Company. And there's the Department of Water and Power, and there's American Water Company.
I mean your information.
Oh, mine. Oh, I'm 213-974-1053 is the County Commission on Disability, and my janetsplanetla.blogspot.com is where you can keep up with all the things that are going on. Right now we're looking for a new home. The station has been sold, so we're looking around for a new home for that. But I want to say one other thing, which is back in 1981, I went in the hospital and I was really sick. I was there for about 6 months. And in order to save my life, they gave me 2 units of blood that was contaminated with HIV, but nobody bothered to tell me. So in 2003, I found out that I was HIV positive. I went all that time with no treatment. Most everyone died except me. And I'm saying this because now I am undetectable. I've been undetectable for about 7 or 8 years, and I just want to give hope to people with disabilities and other medical conditions that just because you have something doesn't mean it's going to take you away. It doesn't mean you can't live with it, because disabled does not mean unable.
There you go. That's true.
That is inspiring, Janet. I just want to thank you for coming on the show.
Anytime.
And
great.
And I'll just throw in at the last minute, I've known Janet, I'm not going to say for how many years.
Oh, you
since
can.
Since we've been about 16. No, I'm not.
Well,
since we've been about 16.
I turned 66 yesterday.
Oh,
we're Leos. I'm Janet.
Yes.
Me too. Mine was August 6th, so we're Leos.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you.
Same to you.
Yes, Lisa has been a very good friend, because through all of this stuff and me figuring out that I had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and all of this, Rita has been a really good friend and very accepting. And I think that that's very important to recovery and to find out what's wrong, to be feel accepted by your friends. So thank you, Rita.
Well, you're welcome.
Attitude. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Janet.
Anytime.
And that brings us to our next commercial.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, we touched on some of our favorites back in the 60s as far as the music goes. And people would ask me, and, you know, we'd have discussions, well, where did it really come from? And I'm kind of continuing on from last week, because we had some calls, and so we'll just briefly touch on some of this. 60s rock finds its roots in several places, if you remember me saying, as far back as the big swing bands and the pre-war era, the music that our parents listened to. Some of us might remember Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and the Duke Ellington band. And except for Duke Ellington, all these bands were primarily dance bands. All right, they were also the smaller rhythm combo groups that they had 4 or 5 players. But, you know, you remember, Retha, we were talking about, you hear them on the jukeboxes. We were talking about that last week, and the Johnny Rockets and so on and so forth. And these bands were not kind of artistically important, they say, so they weren't really accepted. I don't agree with that. But just to touch briefly, the other sources of rock and roll were essential to the sound we think as 60s rock were. All right, the blues, which began in the black sharecroppers from the poor cotton families. When these people came up from Mississippi and they traveled to Chicago, that's where a lot of the acoustic situations came from. But I'm going to let it go at that, Reith, and I'm going to let you come in with your tech time. Okay, I hear it.
Smartphone,
hear that in the background.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, the big announcement in the tech world is that the iPhone 6 is probably going to be released around September 9th. The iPhone people at Apple have said that they're setting up a big press conference on September 9th, and that's traditionally what they do. They have a big press conference, and they bring out the new phone. iOS 8 is also supposed to be coming out. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's the operating system for the iPhone. So I just want to warn everybody, if you've got a iPhone 4 or 4S, you probably should start making decisions about what type of new phone you want to get. Because traditionally, when the iPhone moves up, after a certain point, they stop supporting the lower-level phones. And so I would suspect with iOS 8, your iPhone 4s are going to start running slower. So So I would say check out what the new phones are, whether you want to get a new iPhone, whether you want to go with a Galaxy or one of the other phones. I would start looking around now and maybe making some decisions. Now, the iPhone 6, the only thing that everybody's pretty sure about is that they're going to be two different sizes. And everything else has been kept top secret. So look out for the around September 9th for that new iPhone to come out. Well, Jim, there is so much stuff coming up. I'm finished with Tech Time now. There's so much stuff coming up connected with the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Stuff is going on, Jim. Do you know that? Jim, I lost Jim. Oh, my.
I'm here. But, Aretha, some of these phones, now, when you purchase a new phone, is it usually the company puts you on a monthly payment plan and it goes into your bill, correct?
Right, right.
Okay.
That, they've got all kinds of new systems to try to get you to get the more expensive phones so you don't pay for it all up front. But, yeah, so but that's what I'm telling everybody. Get ready, prepare yourself, shop around, and know what you want to get. But we got to move on.
Reva, an Easy Way Angel call in real quick. Let's see if we can get around.
Oh, okay.
Are you on? Do we have
Hello.
An angel?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Who do we got?
Hi, it's Sonia Harley.
Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia. One of Eric's Easy Way Angels.
Tell us real quick what's going on with the angels.
Oh, my gosh, a lot's going on with us, but I heard you guys talking about the phones, right?
Yeah.
And I have a phone, and it's so funny because I have so much content on my phone. Like, I have all these pictures, and so my phone, it's overloaded, and when I take a picture, whenever I log off or go back on, the picture is gone. It's like, if I don't post a picture right away, I have no picture. It's like, I wish they would figure out a way to where we could have more content on our phones, especially if you're really busy. Like
you can,
really
but you have to pay for it, Sonia. I've got 64 gigs on my phone, and everyone says, how could you possibly need 64 gigs? Now, granted, I've only used up about 32 gigs, but that's more. 32 gigs is more than the average person has on their phone. So you have to, when you buy your next phone, you're going to have to buy as much hard drive as you possibly can, because I'm like you. I've got pictures. I've got video. I've got all kinds of stuff on my hard drive. So all of my portable devices have 64 gigs, and I have heard that the new iPhones may have as much as 120 gigs. Now, that's
Sonia, I just got that email the other day. Same thing was happening to me, and I called up, and they just added on. It cost you an extra couple dollars, but they add on gigabytes, and then you don't have that problem. You just have to pay a little
more. No, not on your phone, though. Not actually on your phone. That's on your storage. But
okay.
On your actual phone, in order to keep it on your phone, you have to get a new phone. They can't just add the storage onto your phone.
Well,
so you
yeah,
can download some of this stuff off of your phone, and that'll
okay,
give you some
you.
More space.
Verizon,
Yay.
Yeah, Verizon said they could add a couple gigabytes, so I wouldn't go over. That's where I'm at
no,
now.
That's a whole different thing. That's for you doing gigabytes, so when you're on the Internet, that you're not using your gigabytes up on for
Write
going
down,
on the
Sonia.
Internet and for texting. That's different from storing actual stuff on your phone.
Okay, gotcha. Write it down, Sonia. Get all this.
Right on. Thank you. Well, you know, I know that you were wondering, like, what's going on with the angels. And, oh, my gosh, there's a lot going on with the angels. Like, our angel show that's on the Easy Show is getting so fun. We have all these hashtags that we're doing now, and we have lots of celebrities that are following our hashtags. We had Ashley Argota and Megan Henry on our last show on last Friday, which was super, super fun. And, you know, I mean, but aside from, like, us doing the Easy Show, the angels are out doing, like, so many different things. Like, Stephanie Pinicello, one of our lead angels, she did Comic-Con, and they honored her, actually, as she is the Laura Croft for Comic-Con.
Cool, that's what I heard.
Super cool. I know, right? I'm like, yay, Stephanie. And
yeah.
And then, of course, Barbara was featured on a magazine cover, and she's doing her modeling, and she's doing a very good job at it. And we also just featured her with WTV. And so we got Barbara Sandifor, woo, out there doing her thing. And, of course, I'm the Easy Way Angel Coordinator. So I do a whole lot of stuff. But then on top of that, I just landed a Lay's potato chip commercial. So the next
all
time
right.
when you hear the Lay's, when you hear the Lay's potato chip commercial about the different flavors, you know all the different flavors that are coming out. Have you guys seen them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm the wavy mango salsa chips. Like that's
oh,
my
cool.
flavor.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Angels are flying.
Yeah, so, that's, like, super, super cool. And then I just did an event at home in Beverly Hills. It was a tribute to the new James Brown movie that came out, Let's Get On Us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had this guy, King James Brown. I sing with a band called Flight to Delight. They're, like, a funk band. And I didn't know, a lot of people, I'm just meeting people and learning who people are. And so everyone's like, oh, you should go get a picture with that person, and you should go get a picture with that. So there's a guy from a band, I guess, from the 80s or 70s called Parliament.
Yeah, Funkadelic in Parliament.
Yeah, okay. And he's the poo-poo man. They call him the poo-poo man. Do you know what I'm talking about? He's like one of the main, I guess, guys from Parliament, and he was there at our show. And then H.B. Barnum, the guy who did all, like, most of Aretha Franklin's arrangements, like, on her songs.
Oh, yeah.
You're
talking about our era.
Yeah.
I know.
These are people we know.
You've been there. I was telling my mom that she should have invited you guys. Like, this band that I do stuff with, they're, like, very old school band, and they've taken me under their wings, and they're teaching me a lot of things, which is why I'm so happy that Eric is doing that with me and Barbara and Stephanie. And as angels, we're very receptive. Oh, thank you, Papa Zuli, for giving us our planners on Friday.
Oh, they come in handy, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And usually when you buy a planner, you're wasting half the space because it starts in January. What's cool about these planners, they start in July. You don't find them like that too often.
Those mid-year ones. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
well, Sonia,
cool.
we're past out of time, but thanks for calling in. And Sonia, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Easy Way Broadcasting Presents Stop Talent Showcase and Benefit Concert.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that is our benefit concert, which is going to be a charity concert, and it's Ernie Singleton is actually one of the main names behind the show that we're putting together, and there's just a lot of things that we want to see stop the bullying. There's a lot of all these kids like that are out there setting themselves on fire for fun, and they're putting it on YouTube and stuff like that. We just want to see all of the negativity stop. And for our showcase, we have so many amazing people. We have Justin Bieber's dancer, and we have actually a group that Eric has taken under his wing called Ace Style. They're going to be performing. And, we have Reed Gray. We have so many amazing people that are going to be there at the showcase. I just want people to come out, enjoy themselves, take time out to kind of relax and let your mind just be free for a while, the easy way. And have a good time and support our charities. And that's going to be on September the 27th, and it's going to be at Busby's East in Los Angeles on Santa Monica Boulevard. The red carpet, I believe, is going to start.
Wilshire Boulevard. It's on Wilshire.
Wilshire, yeah. What did I say?
You said Santa Monica.
Right.
It's on Wilshire Boulevard.
Wilshire Boulevard. And it's actually a really, really fun venue. We're going to have a great, great carpet going on. That day, and we have a lot of talent that's going to come up and sing and participate, and we also have like a whole host of comedians that are going to be there, and I'm so looking forward to that because I love laughing. Like, I think it's the best like medicine for anything. Like, if you can just
there
wake
is
up
the
laughing,
book, Sonia,
so
there's a
laughing.
Book. Laughter is the best medicine, and it's very, very true. Even a little chuckle once in a while, it changes the whole atmosphere of a serious, gloomy meeting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever. I was in a situation one time. I walked in the room, and it was so doom and gloom with these four or five guys. And the issue was this very important envelope that didn't get where it was supposed to get or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking around. It's like, this is serious. So I said, well, what's the problem? He said, this envelope, blah, blah. So I took the envelope. I walked over, and I threw it in the trash. And everybody had this shocked look on their face, But I got the point across, And it changed the whole atmosphere, and they just took care of business, But no, that's going to be exciting over there at Busby's. It's going to be Reith is going to be there, right, Reith?
I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to do a little bit of stand-up.
Ah, cool.
I'm so glad because I love you, and I think you are so hilarious and beautiful, and you always shine. Every time I see you, you just have like a glow, and I totally dig it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sonia. And since we have you on the line, because you know all things Zuli and all things Easy, tell us a little bit about some of the other events that are going on.
Okay, well, you know, we have a charity event, actually, that's coming up. It's a paintball event, and that's going to involve a lot of celebrities as well. Well, it's actually going to be like the Hunger Games, you know, and so it's going to be celebrities competing against celebrities on the paintball field, and people can call in, kind of like a telethon or whatever. You can call in, you can pledge, you can make pledges, you know, towards your team. And the cool thing about it is he came on the show and we were talking with him, and it's like each team will get certain nuggets depending on how many pledges are coming in. So you can actually take a team away from their captain for a little while, like 10 minutes. You can, if we reach a certain amount of pledges that come in, so we can disable another team for a while so that we can try and win, you know, and I love it. And there's
Have you paintballed before? You've done this?
Oh, yeah, I've paintballed before. And that's, oh, my gosh, Papa Zuli. So the Angels and I, we are definitely fighting so that we can have paintball guns and that we can actually play. So
we don't want any broken wings out there.
Well, I was going to say, I'm doing the opposite. I'm fighting so that I don't have to play. I will be there. But what people don't know is paintballing actually does hurt. You have pads and stuff. It's not like hurt, but it is pressure, and it will knock you down, and I'm not doing it. But
I got you. Well,
but
you know
I will be there.
This is what I did. I'll be a
guy for one of the teams.
You'd be rooting. Rooting with your pom-poms. Yeah,
what I did when I played was, like, you just have to make sure that you're covered and you're heavily padded, you know? But the only thing, and it's so funny because when I played, the one place where I could get hit, I got hit, like, on my neck. The only open area.
Ouch.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, it hurt so bad. But I got over it, and it was fun. It was all worth it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely keep in mind, stay up, you know, keep that in mind that we have that coming up. And we just have, like, a lot of different events.
Well, Sonia, there's so much. But you remember E.J. Jackson. I don't know if you were there last year, and Reitha, the huge turkey giveaway EJ did was a record breaker. I mean, the people were lined up for blocks, not just down one street, but on several streets, and they had every channel you can imagine there. You know, Channel 2, Eric hosted it. We're walking down the street, and he had Channel 4, and, you know, whatever, all the different trucks. And what a, I mean, it wasn't just a turkey giveaway. It was an entire dinner, and the only problem some of the people had was literally carrying all the food away. You know?
Wow.
So he's actually going to be on the Easy Show coming up this Friday, and that's going to be a treat because it's hard to get EJ. You know, he's a very busy guy, does a lot of work for people, good work for people out of charity. But I'll tell you, this one coming up, you know, next Thanksgiving is going to be exciting, so you guys got to be there.
Well, I understand. We have another caller calling in, so why don't we see who that is since we're taking calls today.
Caller 7472, 909 area code, you're on air. Never mind, they dropped.
Hello.
Okay.
We lost them.
So Sonia, what's your project? Is it hard keeping up with the schedule? Because I know you jumped in, you got your wings, and now you're flying. Do you find, well, like I say, the little planner helps, but you go around, like I go with Eric, you're with your mother. Is she keeping up with you okay?
Yeah, but it gets a little difficult sometimes. But, yeah, she's keeping up good. We have, like, a big calendar inside of our kitchen. Like, we have the dry erase one, right? And so it's really cool because we can write everything up, because sometimes I'll wake up and then I'll look and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, that's right, I have to do that today. Because, you know, I have the Jingles Company that I'm signed to and, like, four other different bands that I do stuff with. And I love, like, going on the show and doing the show every Friday, and I like interviewing, you know, the artists and the celebrities that come on the show, because they're busy too, and like talking with them and seeing their energy and watching how they manage what they do is actually a guideline for me and Barbara and Stephanie to manage the things that we're doing as well, you know, to see how they balance it out. I think that when the energy is high and you have a lot of things that you're doing, then you have to focus on the things that are the most viable, and you make sure that you get those things done first, you know what I mean? And the things that actually involve a lot of people, the things that involve people that are going to benefit from what you're doing, because being philanthropical, I think, is one of the main reasons why that I'm an angel, because I know that I can give back, and there's nothing like giving back, because when you give, it's not about what you get back. It's just about what you put out there. And feeling
well, look
good
at EJ.
About it,
he'll be EJ Jackson will be on the show this Friday, and this guy is a giver. I mean, when you go to the event, if you didn't make it last year, you'll say, like, oh, my God, talking about giving. I mean, it's bigger than a Ralph store. I mean, the truck's lined up.
Right. Well, it's been in my neighborhood. I've lived in the same neighborhood my entire life.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And for as long as I can remember, Jackson Limousine has always had the turkey giveaway. And I've participated the last couple of years, and it really is an awesome, awesome event. And Mr. Jackson is just one of the nicest men you'll ever want to meet, and he just loves the community and loves giving back, as well as being a successful businessman. So, you know, what more can we say about him?
Caller?
Well,
do we have a caller?
We're going to have to move on because we are really running out of time at this point. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, like you see the bus benches on the street that say your name could be here? Well, your company could be advertised on Baby Boomers Live. We've got some advertising time available, so if you're interested, just go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and you can get some details about how you can be a sponsor for Baby Boomers Live or any of the other Easy Way Broadcasting shows on the network. So on that note, we're going to hear from all of our sponsors, and we will see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
You got it. And is there a caller waiting for us here? Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, who do we got here?
Hi. How you doing? My name is Jamal.
Jamal. How you doing, Jamal? Thanks for calling in to the Baby Boomer Show.
Yeah, awesome. I'm friends with EZ. I actually did a performance with him on at a show I do called Chuckle and Flow two Sundays ago at John Lovitz Comedy Club. And
that was amazing.
I'll be interviewed on Thursday, so I was calling in to just say hi.
Oh, so cool.
Hey.
I was there, Aretha, and these
Jamal,
guys
are
amazing.
Yeah,
that's
Jamal,
over
we made up.
Yeah.
Say again?
are you funny?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty funny.
Oh, well, good.
That's a tough one to answer, but no, he was. I was there. I was a witness. And, you know, I usually sit and listen, but when I laughed, it's a rare thing, and I laughed that night. The stuff was clever. It was funny, and it's quite a show. You got to go. Have you ever been there, Aretha, at the club?
I have.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Did you say beige is a new rage?
I did not say that.
You didn't say that. Well, okay, that was Chris. That was the other guy. Okay.
But
you were
but
there
black
too.
Is
that's
the new crack.
Yeah.
Black is the new crack.
No, that was
it was awesome. All the comedians were like super funny, and the one thing they kept saying though, Aretha, right? What they knew they would get us to scream is all they had to say was "Easy Way," and everybody would go.
It was nuts.
We brought Easy up on stage, and basically we had a classic 8 mile freestyle battle, and we let the crowd pick the winner, and he won because he knew everybody.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We do it every second and fourth Sunday of the month at John Lovitz Comedy Club, 8 p.m., and I'll talk more about it on Thursday.
All right. That's at the Universal City Walk.
Yeah, come
awesome
on down.
Venue. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jamal. Thank you for calling in, Sonia.
Thanks, Jamal.
Thank you for calling in, Jim. We will see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of The Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense, Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Visit www.vanitydrink.com for prices and packages. Also, like the Vanity Drink fans page for discounts and hot updates.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rocker, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.